5 incredible places to go paragliding in Tenerife. How about surfing the sky of Tenerife? The island has some outstanding landscapes and fantastic weather conditions, making it an incredible destination for paragliding. Do you dare to take the leap? Below we'll tell you where the best takeoff spots are for an unforgettable experience, whether it's your first time or you're a professional. Why choose Tenerife to go paragliding? Tenerife is an ideal place for paragliding. The incredible landscapes are worth seeing from the air. You can sail through the sky and admire the mountains of the north of the island, see its incredible beaches and rocky areas along its shores and admire the majestic Pico del Teide. Tenerife boasts stunning natural landscapes, including dramatic cliffs, lush forests, and Spain's highest peak. The incredible landscapes are worth seeing from the air. Another reason why Tenerife is a wonderful destination for paragliding is for its climate. The island boasts a pleasant year-round climate. The average temperature in summer is usually 25 C and in winter around 18 C. Some of the main flying areas on the island are the north, Los Realjos, the southwest, Adj, and the southwest, Guima or Villafla, the Teide National Park. On the island you can find a whole host of companies that organize this type of activity, with a flight price starting at €80 for 30 minutes. We recommend booking in advance, as it's a very popular sport. These companies offer paragliding experiences to suit beginners and experts alike, as there are different jump levels. In addition, a good option would be to fly in tandem with an experienced instructor who will accompany you on your baptism, providing you with guidance and safety during your jump. In any event, the best option for a paragliding experience in complete safety is to contact the Federación Canaria de Deportes Aéreos, FECDA, directly. It is worth noting that there is no official space on the island to take off and land, but pilots and local companies will advise you on the best points for taking off, flying and landing on your paragliding experience. Paragliding in Los Realjos, north of the island. If you want to fly like a bird over steep mountain slopes merging into black sand beaches, take note of La Corona in the municipality of Los Realjos. It's one of the most symbolic places on the island. Located at an approximate level of 765 meters above sea level, there is a ramp that will make your takeoff easier, as well as a preparation area of 420 square meters. Here you will find an intermediate difficulty level, and where the winds blow in a north and south direction. To land, depending on the weather conditions or the level of difficulty you are experiencing, you can do so at the Playa del Socorro or in the Los Quintos Estate, two places also located in the municipality of Los Realjos. Discover the south of Tenerife taking off from Adj. Leaving the northern area behind. The south of the island is another spot chosen by lovers of altitude, as from here you can fly over the region's large beaches. One of the attractions of paragliding in the south of Tenerife is being able to land on La Calita Beach, in Costa Adj. It's located in one of the most popular tourist areas on the island, with some of the best beaches in Tenerife and where you can watch incredible sunsets. Our Guayamina Princess and Princess Inspire Tenerife hotels are located very close to here. Another well-known takeoff area is Tocho, in Adj, where, with an approximate height of 760 meters above sea level, you can start the adventure of soaring into the sky like a bird. Here, the winds blow in a west and southern direction, with an intermediate forward/low and intermediate forward/high level of difficulty, and a preparation area of about 5,600 square meters. Leap into space from Villafla, one of the highest municipalities in Spain. Being above one of the highest places in Spain is possible if you start your paragliding flight from Ifonch in Villafla. With 56.26 square kilometers of surface area, it's situated at a fantastic 1,500 meters above sea level. There you will have a preparation area of 750 square meters and a takeoff ramp from which to start a route down to La Caleta Beach. The winds here blow in a southwest and northwest direction. Discover the Fasnia volcano. If you want to experience a volcanic adventure, your departure point for paragliding is Fasnia. Flying at 400 meters high and then landing on a platform at the foot of the Fasnia volcano is one of the most special experiences. It is worth noting that the winds in this area blow south, east and northwest. You will be transported to a stunning lunar landscape, with jet-black volcanic cones, created in the eruption of 1705. Fly over the foothills of the tide. Your paragliding adventure can also start from Izona, in the Tide National Park, more than 2,200 meters above sea level. The special aspect of this plan is the departure, as it is carried out facing the tide. From there, you will embark on a unique descent considered one of the highest paragliding flights in Europe. Rely on a local company to guide you. Tenerife has several local companies that will guide you before and during your flight. Place your trust in those who know the terrain, such as Parapent Canarias, Overfly Tenerife or El Cardón Nature Experience. Here, you can get advice on routes, experiences and the best times of the year to soar through the skies of Tenerife. Despite the good temperatures, you should remember that it is an island full of contrasts and climatic conditions can change a lot, depending on the area. So we recommend that if you have booked a paragliding trip, you should be aware of any changes that could occur. North or south, Tenerife is full of breathtaking landscapes that are well worth discovering. Ready to soar over beautiful Tenerife?